Just three quick halachot on the laws of borer, on the laws of selecting on Shabbat, which we began to discuss in a previous daily halacha. The first question is, while we know the rules that in borer, one is allowed to take the good from the bad, we call that ochel from solet, so long as his intention is to eat it immediately. The question is, does this rule apply to two foods? For example, he has in front of him a salad with lettuce and tomato. It's two foods. Now the tomatoes, he is not interested in eating now. So do we consider those tomatoes pesolet in comparison to the lettuce? And therefore he would not be allowed to pick out those tomatoes. He would have to just take the lettuce, the good from the bad. Do you say the law of ochel and solet by two foods where he has a preference of one and the other one he is not interested in eating? The halakha does tell us that indeed there is the law of ochel mitoch psolet even by two foods. And therefore one in that case that we just gave would take the food that he wants to eat now and leave the food that he's not interested. That's the way the Mishnah Berura brings down from Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Yud Tet in Halakha Gimal. It should be pointed out that let's say he's interested in eating both. He likes the tomatoes and he likes the lettuce. So then he's able to take whichever one he wants. That would be the second halakha. The person has two foods in front of him and he intends to eat both, then of course both are considered ochel for him, the good, and therefore he can take whichever one he wants during that meal. He does not have to be concerned. The last halakha, which is an interesting case, where a person has, let's say, fruits that are mixed together, and he's really not interested in eating any of them now. He just wants to separate them. He just wants to pick the apples separately and the oranges separately. They're all mixed up in a bowl. You're not eating anything now. He just wants to separate them. Well, what is the deen when it comes to that? So here it seems we have a mahloket. The Prima Gadim wants to say, well, over here, nothing is psolet and nothing is bad here because you're not eating anything. You just want to separate. Just to separate things and categorize them. And for example, in this case where you're not necessarily eating anything now, so the Prima Gadim wants to say this would be mutar. However, there are many other poskim that say that this would be forbidden even if you're not planning on eating any of them now. It's asur just to categorize them and put them into different sections. And that's what we take the halakha, that's the way the Menuchat Ahava comes out. That's the way Chama Vadya also, it's implied in his Teshuvot, in Yabia Omer, in Hedek He, that he also says that it would be a problem. So for example, if you had two good foods that you didn't even like, but you're just not eating them now. You just want to separate them for later usage, so that would be forbidden. That would be as if you were taking psolet from ochel, because you're trying to separate them. So as you take out the oranges, let's say, so that's making the apples better, so to speak. You know, that's putting the apples in its own category, so therefore would be considered taking psolet mitoch ochel. So let's review the three cases. The law does say that there is the rules of ochel mitoch psolet in two foods, and therefore one would have to take the good, I mean the one that he wants to eat now, and leave the one that he doesn't want. The law would say if he's interested in both, then he could do whatever he likes. If he's not eating, and he just wants to separate different foods, he should not. And he should wait until he wants to eat, and then he could take whichever one he wants. And like we said, if he wants both, he could take both.